I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is said that of all God's saints, Saint Francis of Assisi was most Christ-like. Today I will tell you a story how Saint Francis calls anyone who, for the sake of God, loves his neighbor, his own child, and how all you can be followers of the great Saint of Assisi. This incident took place in England in the early days of the Franciscan order, when it was still not that well known. Two Franciscan brothers were coming near Oxford and lost their way. At nightfall, they turned off to a country house or a grange of the Benedictine monks of Abingdon, 6 miles from Oxford. The Franciscan brothers appeared up at nightfall at this Benedictine monastery, and knocking lightly at the door, they beggingly, for the love of God, asked to be admitted so they wouldn't perish to cold or hunger. The doorkeeper, to whom they made their petitions, locked this miserable pair of brothers, but from their patched garments and strange appearance, the porter thought that they were some strolling players, and the porter happily took this news to the prior of the monastery. The prior was very happy in thinking that he and his monks would get some amusement, but the poor brethren, with sad and composed faces, said that the Benedictines had formed a vain hope, and that they were not men of that kind, but that they had chosen the institute of the apostolic life in the service of God. Then the Benedictines, taking ill that they had been deprived of their amusements, treated the Franciscan brothers very badly and turned them out. The Franciscans, being now deprived of shelter and not knowing what to do, wandered about and were prepared to sleep under a tree. But one of the young monks of the monastery took pity of them and obtained a promise from the doorkeeper that when the prior and the rest of the monks would be sleeping, he would, out of favor to him, open the door to these miserable poor brethren. Then, having provided them with straw to lie upon, the good-hearted Benedictine monk himself brought food to them, and having commended himself to their prayers, he went to rest also. When that young monk had gone to sleep, he had a dream where he was seeing Christ sitting on his royal tribunal and exercising his supreme judgment. Christ commanded that the Benedictine monks of that monastery should be placed before him. Then there came out a friar in the habit of the Franciscans, who accused the prior with the three other monks in these words: "Avenge, O just judge, the blood of your servants, whom the barbarous cruelty of those men exposed to cold and hunger, and the dangers of a most bitter night. Remember, O Lord, that to your servants, who have forsworn the pleasures of the world and were busying themselves to gain the souls for which you suffered death, these men denied the common supports of life, which they profess themselves willing to give to buffoons." At these words, Christ, turning to the prior, asked him to what order he belonged. And the prior answered that he belongs to the order of Saint Benedict. Our Lord then summoned Saint Benedict himself and asked whether that was true. And Saint Benedict answered that these were the most wicked overthrowers of his institute, for he had given his commands that his houses should always be open to persons of all kinds needing hospitality. So immediately Christ sentenced the prior, sacristan, and the decelerer to be hanged on an elm close by. Next, Christ locked the young monk who had shown mercy to the two Franciscan brothers and asked to what order he belonged. This young man was struck with fear, for he still heard the cries of his judged brethren doomed to be hanged, and out of despair he finally answered, "I belong to the order of Saint Francis." And immediately Saint Francis himself came running down to the young monk, embraced him, and exclaimed, "He is mine, O Lord, he is mine, whom from this time I receive into my arms and house." And at the same time the young monk woke up. He immediately left his bed and hastily went to the prior. He found him and the other monks nearly suffocated, as if they were indeed about to perish by hanging. With some trouble they were waked up, and hearing the dream, they were seized, as was natural, with very great fear. And when the pious young monk had hastened to look for his guest upon the straw, he found that they had gone away. It is said that this young monk later became a Franciscan himself, together with the abbot of this monastery in Oxford. So this instance, which happened many centuries ago, should teach us what is the true spirit of the gospel. All those who, for the sake of love of God, show love and kindness to everyone, because God has showed love to them, are entitled to hear these words of Saint Francis: "He is mine, O Lord, he is mine." So take good care of your actions, so that after your death you are not left to the mercies of your accuser, but have powerful saints, as Saint Francis of Assisi, interceding for you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.